idea was to move forward with it, notify the property owners in Hickory Hills. We're gonna talk to the association first and see if the association will help out with that, because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it was still in yellow on the one map, which means residential. And how it became, like I said, it became commercial by accident, and they're not accepting that now.
The county, but when you say they.
Yeah. Speak up.
I think you should get a legal opinion about the proper ways, according to the MPC, as to how to change the map or to have it. Or get, this is just going back and forth, and it's the planning commission's, I mean, the county planning commission's opinion that it's a, what is a legal opinion based on the municipal planning code of the ways to change the zoning map?
My understanding of the answer to that question, Kevin, is that there are two ways to change the map.
It's my understanding as well.
And it depends on whether or not it's considered an entirely new map or a modification of the existing map. And I think we have had two different solicitors' opinions verbally.
Yeah.
One from Tony, actually, I think probably three, because I think Tony gave us two. At one point saying that it was an entirely new map, then subsequently after the county pushed back saying that it was not enough of a change to be a new map. And then Sean, and if memory serves me, he thought 94 properties made it a new map. However, the safest way to avoid ending up potentially in court is to post all 94 properties and be done. And the problem with that is the misunderstanding that could happen and the amount of attention and the amount of staff time involved in doing that. However, that's still going to be lower than what it will cost if we end up in court because someone thinks that it wasn't done properly and they can create an argument about it.
Both Sean and Tony said if we notify the properties and go ahead with it, it's a done deal.
100% finished that way. There's no opportunity really to challenge at that point. So that's the safest bet, which even though it's more upfront cost, could prevent the bigger cost of ending up in court. But the most important thing is to make sure that the communication is clear to the property owners so that they understand what's happening, why it's happening. And I think the fact that they're going to be here in this building having their homeowners association meeting later this week presents a really opportune moment to do that. Do we have expectation of participation? And when you said the planning board, I mean, has anyone asked or sent, do we need to make a motion to send someone to that meeting?
No, I don't think so. I can just go to the meeting and discuss it with them. It's not an issue. And I don't think anybody in Hickory Hills would have an issue with it because they all meet the residential standards, not the commercial.
Well, technically, the residential standard will give them 5 more feet of their yard that they can do something in.
Yeah.
That's my understanding, is that the buffer zones...
They already have it.
They already have it. That's what
they already have. They were done on those standards to begin with.
Just the one property wasn't, and then once it was sold at the residential, it was turned over. I mean, once it was sold, it was turned over to residential from commercial.
And although I heard someone at one point make an argument about the ability to use a residential property for commercial purposes and so to build it into the value, I think with the homeowners association restrictions, that wouldn't be an issue for any of those homeowners.
And so everybody's aware, I did finally meet with Wally Cressy, Walter Cressy. He's the one who bought Don Quick's place up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And all those properties Don had switched to commercial, and there's the county saying they're residential, and Wally does not want them commercial.
He wants them residential.
He wants them residential. Do you want me to get a letter from him?
I'm going to take a resolution. But... you had a letter from him, you'd be able to make a resolution. And that would be the...
And as far as the county's concerned, it's residential now.
Well, that's not, that's just...
I know, it's not the case. Along with the paperwork I sent to Tony, I sent him all the minutes and everything for when Don and
Frank Cron.
Karen came in to have that converted to commercial. And he even didn't, he didn't register it when it was done. He came back later on and had the supervisors re-sign again so he could go register. I even put that in there. So I'll tell Wally to write a letter stating that he wants his property kept in residential, not commercial. Yes, go ahead. Throw a stick in my spoke, come on.
I think he should, with the record the way it is, I think he should write a letter saying that he wants it changed to residential. Because that's where it is commercial. By resolution of the supervisors, it is commercial.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
Well, I think there shouldn't be any action without that. There shouldn't be any action to change it without that, for sure. Is it his intent to develop it?
Nope. I think the only thing he wanted to put up there was a garage.
Well, there's subdivided lots already there.
Yeah, up in the back.
There's nobody that could prove that.
I think he's got a pole barn, if I'm not mistaken. I think we did that already, the pole barn on one of the lots. Because I know I went up there to test for septic for a pole barn, but I never went back because I don't know if the pole barn ever got built.
Well, Mr. Cressy might want to have it all contiguous and put that way in perpetuity or something.
Yeah.
And talk to Wally and see.
Well, that property's in three different names, four names.
Huh?
That property's in four names.
Yes.
Wally and all three kids.
So whatever letter we get should be signed by all the owners.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Zoning officer position.
Wait, before we move on.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that there was a need to actually take action on which way we're going with this map.
Oh, yeah.
And have the properties posted and scheduled.
Yes, I make a motion that we schedule a hearing and have the properties posted, all 95 of them. Tony's going to write the
Why are we... If we're going to change Cressy's property, why don't we make a determination whether you're actually going to change that?
I don't want to hold this up for the one property. If we're going to change it, we'll just change it by resolution if you want. They all want it back to here, because then we're waiting on Wally and his family. Let's just move forward with it, and if he changes his and if we get a letter from them wanting to keep it residential, we'll bring that up and keep it residential.
All right, now Wally's got a lot of family problems.
Yeah.
With his wife, so. I'll second Bob's motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So passed. Zoning officer position. We have no applicants right at the present time. I believe Bob has
some. At our last meeting, Eric Vogelsberg was here. He just moved into Milford Township. Where he came from, he was on the planning board, and we didn't really get enough discussion in, but I did talk to him today, and we're gonna meet over coffee and see what he knows and what he would like to do, but he showed interest definitely in the zoning hearing board. Now he's saying maybe the zoning officer position, which would probably be good. I think he's retired too, so I think that would be something right up his line. I'm not sure if he is or isn't.
So I'll make a motion that we table the zoning officer position item.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. New business. You want to do the first?
So I'll make a motion that we change the signers on our bank accounts to remove Michelle Long, who's not employed here any longer, and add Donna Teagan in her place.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Cat, the Cat's Lot Improvement Plan. Planning Commission recommendations. What I read from Tony, and I believe the Planning Commission also, what, 95% of the Cat's Lot Improvement Plan, 95% of our properties in Westfall Township?
Yeah, it's only a small piece. More than that. It's only like 75 feet wide.
It's not very big up there.
Yeah.
It's just a sliver on the edge, and it's on the road.
It's on the road.
So it's really... It's negligible, so if Westfall Township is fine with whatever it is, I don't see that we would even have any.
The only comment we made was, because it's so de minimis, just that nothing be built or no septic be placed on it. That's all.
Bob, would you like to make a motion for that?
Make a motion for the Cat's Lot Improvement that it be approved by us with the conditions that nothing be built on it and no septic be placed on it.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Sorry, the map should have been on the table.
That would be this.
We're not going to sign it until
I have to
do it. Right, we're not
going to
sign it.
We got to approve our conditions first.
Yeah, there's the map right there.
Oh, okay, good.
Do we even sign the map?
They have spots for both us and Westfall.
Yeah, this is it.
It's right over there.
See this little sliver in here?
Yep.
That's the only part that's in the township?
Yep.
There's the Milford Township line is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this little sliver is the only thing that's in it.
Well, if this is the township line, then actually it's this sliver down here.
Yeah, it's right here. Off.
In here.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yes.
That's the end of the property.
Right by the trees. So, all right, so there's not enough land there on the township side for anything to be done.
No, we just don't want them crossing the line.
This is what they're proposing to actually build.
Yeah.
So it's considerably far away. I don't even think you really need your condition, Bob, because this is the plan that's being approved, and it doesn't show any development happening in that area.
It just meant future development because that area doesn't have anything on it.
There's nothing on that map.
But they would have to come back to be able to do anything in that area. And I'm guessing that it probably would be buffer. The township portion there is probably substantially buffer.
Well, get the road is in township too.
Yeah. 8 foot wide right of way for the road. That's shown here. So you're going from here to here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we'll sign once Westfall signs, is that?
Yep.
I thought Westfall had the same opinion. That they would sign when we signed. Or that they couldn't sign if we hadn't signed.
Well, we passed ours. Has Westfall passed ours yet?
I don't know.
Actually, we could sign ours with just stating that with the letter that goes with it, with the conditions.
How many copies of the map do we have?
I think there's more. Donna has all the copies.
Well, let's just put them out so we can stop in here and sign them. Okay.
All right, well, then we might as well sign.
Do you have a copy too, Bob, or?
In your packet?
I can see what she put the list of the plans. Today is,
21st.
So there's 7 kilo.
You signed this one twice today, Angel.
What?
You signed this one twice.
Oh, jeez. All three of us have signed that one. All three of us signed that one, too?
Yep.
Okay.
Kevin, you were present at the meeting also, right? Did you raise present at the CATS application meeting?
Yep.
Maybe you can sign also.
That's what's signed by all of us.
So the next item that I asked to have put on the agenda was regarding the food pantry, because we did get a notification that Second Harvest Food Bank, who supplies the pantry with eggs, has stopped doing so because of budget cuts, and there are a number of other cuts, and they're looking for support. The township doesn't provide donations to charities, but I was wondering if there was any interest in having a food drive.
That I don't have a problem with.
No, I don't have a problem with food drive.
Okay. I was thinking that I would check with Nadine and see if the county doesn't object. We can have a food drive, and when people are coming through the building to vote, if they want to, they could leave non-perishable food for the pantry, and we could take it over to the pantry at the end of the night.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to make a motion on that?
Sure. I will make a motion that we...
organize a food drive.
Organize a food drive. Thank you, Bob. For primary election day, subject to the okay of the county election office.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Zoning Hearing Board vacancies. We have one application.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Beth Coomerly to the vacancy on the Zoning Hearing Board.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Send her a letter.
Sure. Do you want to have staff email this guy back?
Yeah, I think we better.
I think it would be a good idea.
We have another application from... a person for the Zoning Hearing Board, but he lives in Milford Borough, so he's not eligible to sit on our Zoning Hearing Board. You sent him a letter back telling him that?
Sure.
Okay, I had the EIT put on our agenda, basically sort of simple, not simple, but to look into that. I don't know a lot about it. I know Milfordville has it, Westfall has it, Matamoros has it, just to see what kind of tax money that would bring into our township based on the employees and stuff that we have here. That's what I'm looking at.
And that it would save additional taxes?
To we save the additional real estate taxes because the EIT tax does not affect basically senior citizens' retirements or anything. It only affects the money that you're out there from your employer. So that's why I had to put on the agenda.
Does... I'm thinking her name now, the EIT company.
Berkheimer.
Would Berkheimer, do they charge to put together something to see how much and how many people would be involved in that?
Like I said, I don't know too much about it. All I know is it brings in quite a bit for Matamoros, Westfall, and the ones that have it.
Because our biggest employer is the cookie company.
Right.
I believe there's a floor, and if employees earn under a certain amount of money, that they may be exempt from paying.
The temps will be exempt because I don't believe they get paid by the cookie company. They get paid by the temporary agency, which is in Jersey. So a lot of that wouldn't be put towards the EIT. So if we're going to take a look at it, I think we should find out more from Berkheimer what would be involved in just seeing what it is and what it would be. I don't know if it would be enough people in the township to make it worthwhile or not.
Income tax, it goes to self-employed individuals as well.
Yeah.
It goes to people who are employed somewhere else if they reside here.
Correct.
Right, but it's another tax on your self-employed in the township.
What would the goal be at this point? What is the action that you're looking to take, and what is the goal?
Well, the goal is to try to decide where we're going to get money, whether it's going to come to an EIT tax, come to an increase on real estate tax, because right now,
We're operating
with nothing. We should have actually had a tax increase this year. And we're at 12 mils now. We're only allowed 15 mils. Is the max that the township can go to without going to court.
And 2 mils would be what, like another 50,000, 60,000?
Yeah, about 60,000 would be another 2 mils.
Right, it's about 30,000 mil.
Right.
In the township right now.
And that would break down to roughly $50 to $75 a property.
That's all I'm looking at.
Okay, well, that's, we're looking at that. Now I'd be curious to see what the EIT is. I think we should check into it just to see, so we can compare.
Well, a lot of times when EIT is put in place, there's at least a promise that there'll be a reduction in the property tax in order to offset the income. So how much additional income would you be looking to generate, and would you be considering a reduction in the property tax in order to offset the additional revenue that would be generated on the
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
But looking at it, the EIT would have to bring, these are fictitious numbers. EIT would have to bring in, let's say, like $120,000 for us to get our extra $60,000 to reduce the property taxes to $60,000. Yeah. Right?
To reduce the property taxes by 2 mils.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand the math.
Using the $60,000 as a basis.
So you'd be looking to,
you'd have to almost double some additional revenue. Right.
So your goal, one way or the other, is to bring in an additional $60,000 in revenue. Is that what I'm hearing?
At least. I mean, we haven't done, basically, we've only done a couple mills in the last 10 years.
12 years.
Or 12 years, whatever it's been. It's been a long time. And we're rock bottom right now. We're just barely making it.
At this point, we don't even have money put aside if something went wrong with the building to fix it.
No.
So
we got trucks out there. We got township trucks out there that's falling apart.
If we could get the extra $60,000 above what we got now. And by the way, I checked into King Arthur Estates. Just, I don't know if you did or not. The taxes, because it went to Nature Conservancy and it's going to DCNR, and the tax difference is going to be $2,000.
Yeah. Reduction.
We're going to get.
And of course, once the new warehouse across the street is finished and assessed, there'll be an increase there.
I'm just saying, over 960 acres, I expected a bigger loss.
But it was probably all in clean and green.
Nope.
No, it wasn't.
No. He was paying about $3,500 a year on 960 acres. Clean and green, it would be $750 an acre, so that would bring it down to like $1,675. So we're losing about almost $2,000, around $2,000. Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was going to be a lot more. And I figured I'd put Big Hurt on us.
But you don't even have an idea what an EIT would bring.
No idea.
No clue.
No.
But the goal is to raise an additional $60,000 in revenue, is what you're saying right now.
I think that would...
Roughly.
And so if there was more than that raised by instituting it, you would be considering at least a reduction in property tax to coincide with whatever additional revenue is being generated on the income tax side, yes?
Well, like I said, I don't have a chance.
Considering the numbers. Yeah. Okay.
But that's why I'm saying we should.
But that's only at the pleasure of the sitting board.
Well, I mean, every taxation is, Kevin, I mean, in that regard. One thing that I will say is that with the reduction in the county's bond rating, reassessment is rapidly coming.
Yes.
And it's likely to be, going to take 2 years to accomplish, but it's likely to have an extreme impact on a lot of our seniors who've been here for a long period of time. And reducing the property tax burden in a way that doesn't impact them equally, if that's what EIT would do, I don't know enough about it to
Me
know
either.
That would be one way to help offset that blow, because for a lot of folks who've lived here a long period of time, with the skyrocketing real estate values,
they could be reassessed right out of their homes.
But the,
no doubt about it.
The supervisors and the commissioners and everybody involved don't have to be hogs about reassessment. The millage should come down. With the reassessment, the millage should come down so the taxes don't increase just because of a reassessment. Reassessment theoretically only allows you more millage.
And then we woke up.
Well, I know.
That's why I asked the question what the goal was, Kevin.
Yeah, the whole thing is a slippery slope.
It is.
So what is the next step that you're looking to take by putting this on the agenda?
I think we should contact Berkheimer and just see, just get information from them on what
roughly
what it would entail.
What it would entail and what how much it would bring into the township.
So you want them to come and give a public presentation?
If they would.
Okay, I'd ask that not be on the next two agendas, because I will not be present at the next meeting in person because of the PSATS conference, and then our meeting is not on its regular schedule because of the election. And I think it should be a regularly scheduled meeting if such an important agenda item is present. I would also ask that it not be on the agenda as EIT, but be spelled out.
Right, earned income tax.
So that it's clear to folks who are reviewing the agenda what's on the agenda in case they would like to participate, better knowing what it actually is.
Yeah, I'm not really that familiar with it either. I just see other townships have it. Lehman Township's had it for years.
We are the smallest township in the county that doesn't have it already. Matamoros Borough has it. Milford Borough has it. Porter Township has it.
Westfall Township has it. Lehman Township has it.
Well, I also am curious how it works, because it is supposed to be a tool that helps to offset property taxes. However, many of us who work in other areas pay the tax in addition to paying our property tax.
Yeah, my wife pays it.
I pay it, my husband pays it. Mine goes where I work, and his goes where his company's office is located.
Right.
So if it's a tool for that purpose, I'm not really sure how it's equal taxation handled in that manner, but I'd be interested in more information.
Yeah, me too. That's the only reason I put it on there.
Okay, so is that a motion asking them to be requested to give a presentation?
Yes.
And that would be at the first meeting of June, at the soonest.
So what's the date on that? June 2nd, right?
Yeah.
June 2nd.
Bob, I didn't hear you set a date when you made the motion earlier on the zoning map adoption. When would you be looking to have that?
Let's hold off on setting the hearing date till we hear from Tony that he's ready to go with the postings.
Well, he can't be ready to go without a date to put in.
I know, but I want to make sure he's gone over it all. He's got his. Well, you want to just set a date? We'll set a date. He's got to do it. That's all.
So would you then be looking at the middle of June? Or would you want that date on the 2nd for that?
2nd of what?
June.
No, I don't think we should do both of them.
No.
Right.
No, go to middle of June.
So you do the zoning map on June 16?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we have Berkheimer, whoever request Berkheimer to come in and do a presentation to the Milford Township supervisors for an earned income tax, how it actually works, the way it works, on June 2nd.
And could you add what projected income would be?
With the projected income. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
That's why you got to amend the a motion for the map that the hearing be held on
June 16th.
June 16th.
So I'll advertise. Okay.
At what time?
At 7:15.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. So passed.
Cool. Make sure Tony knows that that's what we came up with tonight.
Open borough secretary to get Berkheimer's information.
Rachel, can I ask a quick question?
On the secretary?
Yeah, because she'll have all of it.
Reading to the
public.
You know, you guys have had this on the agenda a couple times. You wanted to talk about it a couple times. Can you know, tell us, as if you're talking to kind of the people of Milford Township, you know, what kind of state are the finances here at the township? You know, obviously, you know, saying you can't get the truck fixed is interesting and underscores a lot. But can you talk a little bit, you know, about what's going on?
Nobody said we couldn't get the truck fixed. We made a motion to fix the truck.
Okay. Fair enough. You couldn't get the building fixed if you needed something.
I said we didn't have any money put aside for it.
Okay.
Right. In other words, there's no capital reserve.
There's no capital.
Right. Talk to me.
Well, we've been talking, I think, since budget season, that tax increase in Milford Township is going to be necessary in the coming year, because the township balanced its budget this year based on savings that were already in the bank at the start of the year. So that's not a sustainable thing to continue doing. So we understand the difficulty folks have in paying their property taxes, and we're sensitive to that, so we held off on increasing the taxes as long as we could, and we made the increase as small in the past as we could. But for the coming year, we know that there will be a tax increase. What kind of tax could be debatable, special tax in terms of capital reserve, regular general fund tax increase, or earned income tax, that could be debated and discussed. But we know that there has to be a tax increase going forward, because the budget was only balanced based on savings that were already in the bank from previous year. And that, you know, is also largely dependent on transfer tax revenue. And so last year, for example, was not a great year for transfer tax revenue in the township. And, you know, the jury's still out on how this year will go for transfer tax revenue. And that could have a drastic impact on the township's financial situation at the end of the year. So it's our job to make sure that the township is fiscally sound. And unfortunately, that can also include increasing the taxes in a responsible manner, being respectful of our taxpayers at the same time.
Just one quick follow-up question. Were some of the reasons why you were able to carry forward a balanced budget from previous years, some of the federal money that you guys had gotten, had that helped a lot, kind of during COVID and right after COVID? Did that free up some space for you?
There's definitely some some savings in our regular budget that we were able to achieve based on utilization of the ARPA funding, and we were also able to save some money long term that way by doing things like a bridge repair project that will allow us to extend the life of a bridge for 30 years. So, you know, smart use of the resources that were available to us. And also fantastic support from our state legislators who, you know, were able to get us $100,000 for our new truck that we already have, and $100,000 towards the repaving of our parking lot. And we still have hope for this year, for additional capital improvement requests that we have in from last year's application rounds that we're waiting to hear back on.
Great. Would either of you gentlemen like to make a quick comment or a thought?
No, that's fine.
Ditto.
She covered everything.
Thanks, guys.
In the usual fashion.
I knew that was coming, but I had to ask. I appreciate you bumping me up from a public comment. Thank you very much. Okay.
Moving on, section 407 of zoning ordinance. We need to so fast.